Hey everybody, Josh Peck here, doing something a little different today. This is not a part of the weekly show. I'm going to be speaking a little stronger in this video than I usually do, but I'm doing so because it's important. And this one instance is indicative of a larger growing phenomenon that is absolutely detrimental to our own causes and beliefs. If we don't get it in check and be stronger ourselves, this stuff will completely undo us to the point there will be nothing redeemable or respectable left. And I really believe that we're on that course now because we choose to follow people who do nothing but abuse us for their own personal gain. Now, there's a claim that's been going viral lately that Buzz Aldrin admitted he never went to the moon. And in case you haven't seen it, here's the clip in question.
Why has nobody been to the moon in such a long time?
That's not an 8-year-old's question. That's my question. I want to know, but I think I know. Because we didn't go there, and that's the way it happened. And if it didn't happen, it's nice to know why it didn't happen.
It's pretty damning evidence, right? I mean, it's so obvious. He says it right there. At least that's what it would seem like without any context. This is obviously not the whole video. And in my opinion, those out there who are trying to push this as proof or even evidence that we never went to the moon are at best extremely lazy researchers who should not be in the business of uncovering the lies of the government, or at worst, outright liars who only want extra clicks on their videos and they're completely willing and comfortable with profiting off of their notion that the public is as ignorant, gullible, stupid, and lazy as they are. Now, I know that sounds kind of harsh, but as we will see in the full context of the video, there just is no excuse for these lies. And listen, I'm not saying that people should not research and wonder if we ever really went to the moon or not. I mean, absolutely. Ask questions. Be skeptical. Look into it. You should. All that stuff is great. However, if someone is feeding you lies to support your belief, that should tell you that that source is not to be trusted. They don't respect you. They don't care about you. And they don't really care about the subject matter at hand. They don't take it seriously, which should be offensive to any serious researcher. So all it does is create more disinformation where we already have enough to weed through from the powers that be. Now, all that being said, let's take a look at what Buzz Aldrin said in the proper context.
Were you a little scared about going to the moon or coming home again?
Let's give it, because nobody has been there.
Because nobody has been there before?
Well, people had gone up and down without staying in orbit. People, dogs and monkeys, people. Russian Yuri Gagarin. Then we'd done a lot of things, but we hadn't really sent people to the moon. So we did send people, and they went around the moon. Then we sent people, another crew, to go around the moon and then practice everything but landing. And then a very fortunate person with many things going right in my life gave Neil Armstrong, Mike Collins, Buzz Aldrin the opportunity to make an attempt to make the first landing. And all of us wanted to succeed, and we did. And that's why I'm here. That's one of the reasons I'm here.
Why has nobody been to the moon in such a long time?
That's not an 8-year-old's question. That's my question. I want to know, but I think I know. Because we didn't go there, and that's the way it happened. And if it didn't happen, it's nice to know why it didn't happen. So in the future, if we want to keep doing something, we need to know why something stopped in the past that we wanted to keep it going. Money is a good thing. If you want to buy new things, new rockets, instead of keep doing the same thing over, then it's going to cost more money. and other things need more money too. So having achieved what the president wanted us to do, and then what thousands, millions of people in America and millions of people around the world. You know, when we toured around the world after we came back, the most fascinating observation was signs that said, "We did it." Not just us, not just America, but we, the world, different countries. They felt like they were part of what we were able to do. And that made us feel very good.
Now, that obviously is not the full video. The full video is about 15 or 20 minutes long, and I've included the link to the full video in the description below if you want to watch the entire thing. But notice how prior to the comment in question, Buzz Aldrin says repeatedly that they were in space. They went to the moon. Everything that you would expect. Then the girl asks, why haven't we been back to the moon? Which is a great question. That's a very good question a lot of people have. And he agrees with the girl saying, we didn't go. Now, in the context of the question that was asked, he was agreeing that they didn't go back to the moon. That's the context, back to the moon. They didn't go. So when he offers his opinion as to why, which is because of the cost, then it kind of all fits together. Now, whether you agree with Buzz Aldrin's assessment of the situation is beside the point. You know, he clearly was not admitting they never went to the moon. He was agreeing with the premise of the question he was asked, that they never went back since then. Now, again, this was clearly taken out of context to push a certain narrative, and anyone who researches conspiracy theories, as I do, should be appalled and disgusted that there are those out there who would adopt the same disinformation habits they claim to detest and outright take advantage of their own audiences just to get a video to go viral. When you view the clip in the proper context, it's not even really a matter of opinion anymore. It's an objective fact that he was not admitting we never went to the moon. And at the very least, it's such a far reach to make that claim that you would think a serious researcher who's making a video who actually respects his audience would give them both interpretations and allow the audience to decide. But the reason they didn't do that is because it wouldn't have gone viral. However, if you just claim or strongly suggest that this is the smoking gun, Buzz Aldrin finally admitted it, that absolutely will go viral, and a lot of people will believe it without taking the time to research it out and find the proper context. Not everyone is a researcher. Most people are not researchers and do not know how to do it. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's fine. A lot of people have other priorities and other things that they need to do. But what that does is it gives us researchers a very big and serious responsibility, especially if we're claiming to be a source of truth set apart from a world full of lies. And if we researchers decide to use the trust that we've been given by our audiences against them and lie to them for our own profit, we are no better than those in power who conspire against the people, those who we claim we're fighting against, those we claim we hate and want to bring down. We're no better than them. Now, this might seem like a small issue at first because, you know, it's just one video, but it's not just one video. Anything that's remotely controversial, anything where there's any bit of mystery around it, and you get this kind of thing. But even if you take this one video as an example, just read through some of the comments from people who actually believe this is real. People are saying that Buzz Aldrin finally cracked because he's so full of guilt and that he just can't hold the lies in his dark soul anymore, that he sees this innocent young girl and it snaps him into telling the truth because he wants to mirror that innocence. I mean, everyone is psychoanalyzing this guy, but what if it's none of that? What if he was just doing a nice thing by letting a little girl interview him for a few minutes? Well, I'll tell you, those perpetrating lies better hope that's not all it is. Because if it is, they've done an absolutely abhorrent thing. They've taken a moment in an innocent girl's life and completely tainted it. I mean, they ruined it. What should have been an amazing memory that she could have had for the rest of her life is now tarnished with lies and conspiracy stuff that she has no idea about, nor should she at her age. Her family, who most likely just uploaded a video because it's cool and fun, now have to deal with a barrage of internet trolls claiming the video is something that it isn't. I mean, it gives a bad name to everyone who is slightly interested in conspiracy theories. It makes us all look cold and heartless and insincere. It makes us look like we don't really take what we believe seriously. Because think about it. If we really believed that we had the truth and wanted other people to know about it, why on earth would we ever show an ounce of hostility towards those who are supposedly being lied to and victimized by our government? I mean, why would we punish the victims? This is how you know that it's about something else other than exposing the truth. You know, it's about profit, posterity, and ultimately it's utter corruption. Listen, don't be fooled by the lies and disinformation out there. Look at both sides of any argument and weigh out which is most likely based on good, solid information, not weak arguments and interpretations designed to push a specific narrative. This viral video is an excellent example of what happens when someone starts with a conclusion and filters everything through that specific lens. You cannot get good information that way. You have to be willing to go where the research takes you, even if, especially if, it causes you to change your mind. You have to be willing to say, okay, I don't believe we went to the moon, but I understand why other people do, and I could be wrong. If you can't admit that you might be wrong, and believe me, you can find this out online, very few conspiracy theorists are actually willing to admit that that's a possibility, that they might be wrong about something, then you have no place teaching anyone about anything if you can't do that. You have no place guiding anyone to any sort of truth. You can't know what truth is unless you can look at the matter from all sides objectively and not admitting and acting as though you could be wrong. That's subjectivity at its worst. That's when research becomes corrupt. That's when people become corrupt. And that's when entire audiences online become corrupt. And at that point, all we're doing is fighting amongst each other, completely unable to unify. And that's exactly where our enemies want us. That's what they've wanted all along. They don't even have to do anything to us anymore. All they have to do is step back and allow us to destroy ourselves. So as long as we're focused on ourselves, we're not a threat to anybody. And I would say, I believe our enemies are quite pleased with our behavior. I mean, in their minds, they've won. Maybe they're right. You know, however, I still do have hope that we can turn this all around. But it's like in this video, a common question that gets asked, and it is a good question, is why have we never been back to the moon? There are a lot of people who would hear Buzz Aldrin's answer of it being about money and would say, oh, that's so stupid. That's obviously a lie. That's not what it's about at all. That's just a flimsy lie from some shill, and we haven't been back to the moon because ... insert any other theory. Really, if you're going to claim that something is a lie, you better know a whole lot about it. You better be an expert on that side of the argument in order to claim that it's a lie. For example, what was the government spending on space programs back then? What else was the government paying for? Can you produce a budget that would allow for the expenses to go back to the moon at that time or even today? If you can, how are you going to justify the cost to return to the moon? How is it a profitable venture? Does it benefit the American people? According to the official story, we were already the first ones there. We won the race. So why would we spend so much money to go back? What would be the point? If there are resources, because some might bring up, well, there's natural resources on the moon. Okay, great. You know, helium-3, stuff like that. Sure. If there are resources on the moon we can use, did we back then or do we now have the capabilities to get equipment up there to mine it and bring it back with all the minimal risk to human life possible? How would you propose to make that as safe as possible? How much extra cost is involved for safety? And how do you weigh those two options out? You see, but no, you're not ever going to find, you won't find actual experts who are totally on one side who can answer any of those questions. Because once a person fully researches that side of the argument, they realize the answer about it being too expensive kind of makes sense, and they'll at least hold it as a possibility. Doesn't mean they agree with it. And I'm not even saying that that's the right answer or that explains everything or even anything for that matter. All I'm saying is that if we're really passionate about a topic, so much so that we're willing to create viral videos that are completely one-sided and are viewed literally by hundreds of thousands of people, we had better know what we're talking about, and we had better be able to show an expert level of understanding of the other side of the argument, especially if we're not including that side in the video. Otherwise, what right do any of us have to just strip that out, that other interpretation, the other side of the story, and not even respect our audience enough to allow them to hear it out? You know, that's why personally in my videos, and I'm not perfect, you know, I'm still learning too, but in my videos on the conspiratorial and paranormal stuff, which I actually really like, I really enjoy a lot of that. But in those videos, I give my audiences both sides of the story. And I'm honest about where I'm at with my opinion. And I'm also honest about what I would like to be true. It would be exciting if some of this stuff were true. But I have to be honest with where the research that I'm aware of has taken me in my own opinions. But I also give the other side of the story, and all the while remaining open to having my mind change. Now, then after that, I invite people to leave comments, especially if they have information that I don't. Now, my videos may not always get as many views because that approach really isn't popular, but I'd rather go to bed at night with a clear conscience knowing that I did not take advantage or abuse my audience for personal gain. Now, again, I'm certainly not perfect, and I haven't attained this goal completely and perfectly and absolutely, but this is what this is all what we need to strive for. Gain some humility, learn how to research, be skeptical of everything, especially things you already believe or disbelieve, and always strive to understand the other side of the argument, even if you don't believe it. If you're that passionate about a topic, and listen, there are some people that aren't that passionate about a topic and they just have an opinion, but they don't really want to research it further. That's fine. That's great. But if that's you, you also sort of forfeit your position of authority to be any kind of teacher on that matter. So listen, that's fine. And that's where most people are. And I think that's great. But for those teachers out there and those people who are making these viral videos that are completely one-sided and taking things out of context just to get clicks, if you're that passionate, if you're supposedly that passionate about a topic like a fake moon landing or something, you should be able to debate the other side of the argument better than any opponent you ever could come across. That's the only way to make a proper informed decision on what you think the truth is. And even then, we must all accept there is likely information out there that we do not yet have, which is why it's important for us to hear each other out, listen to one another, respectfully debate one another, and actively make each other as smart and informed as humanly possible. Because I promise you, our enemies are not doing that. If we could all get it together and do that, we would be unstoppable, and it would be impossible for anyone to lie to us ever again. Now, I don't know if that's an attainable goal in reality, but I think it's a good thing to strive for. I think that's a good standard to have. And if that is the ultimate goal, then there's the way to get there. There's the solution. Stop buying into the propaganda. Reject anyone who is lying to you, regardless if they're telling you something that you like to hear or would like to be true. And above all, think for yourself. All right, all. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you watching this video. It's just the reason I wanted to do this, because I love all of you out there, and we already have enough lies to deal with. It bothers me to no end when someone else makes a video just to play on somebody else's interests or fears, even just to make a profit when they themselves don't even care about the topic. You can tell that whoever made the original viral video, there's no way they care about this topic because it's so clearly taken out of context. They don't care if we made it to the moon or not. If they really cared about getting at the truth, they would have showed you the proper context of the video. They care more about making a viral video, getting clicks and getting paid on the back end, all the while deceiving people and claiming that they hate deception. It's ridiculous. I hate to see you guys being taken advantage of. It drives me crazy. It's one of my hot button issues. It's one of my biggest pet peeves. So I wanted to make this video because it's not just the Buzz Aldrin thing. There are plenty of videos out there about any conspiratorial thing where it's just lies and lies and lies, just to get people to click on it and to believe a story so the person making the video can make money. Drives me nuts. But anyway, so I wanted to share that with you. There are better ways to get an audience engaged and still be able to take part in some ad revenue and stuff like that. But listen, I say it's time we kick these guys to the curb, the people who are making these videos, not just this one, but all of them. If somebody is lying to you just to push a narrative, even if it's a narrative that you already believe in, they're not worth your time. You're worth a lot more than that. You're worth a lot more than that. You deserve a teacher that you can follow who's actually going to respect you and put your needs above their own. Because us teachers, we're supposed to be servants to you. We're doing this in servitude to you, to all of you out there. We're not supposed to be doing this for ourselves. That's the whole point. It's not that, you know, we're up here and then you, the audience, are down here serving us with your clicks and us making money off of ad revenue because of that. It's not how it works. We serve you. If we get a little ad revenue from that, then great. But ad revenue shouldn't be the main point, and we should not be trying to make videos that will get clicks just for the ad revenue. We should be making videos that actually teach people, that enrich their lives, that give them tools that they can use throughout their lives, and make them better teachers even in their own lives, with their own families, friends, people at work, anything like that. That's what a teacher's job is to do. And a researcher's job is to get at the truth, all while knowing there's always another side to the story, and being honest and being okay with that fact. In fact, learning to enjoy it. I'm telling you, some of the best conversations I've ever had are with people that I disagree with, but who have information that I don't, and know how to have a conversation respectfully and not let it become a personal attack. Those are the best conversations you can ever have. It's nothing to be threatened by. The people who are threatened by it are people who have very weak egos, and those people are not worth following. All right. Well, thank you all so much. I really appreciate all of you guys. I really appreciate you watching my videos and subscribing to my channel and sticking with me all these years. You all are a very positive part of my life, and I greatly appreciate it. And I couldn't do what I'm doing without you, and I don't know where I would be without you. So thank you all so much. And until next time, take care and God bless. You can help fight against censorship by making a one-time donation or setting up a monthly donation to Josh Peck Disclosure at joshpeckdisclosure.com/donate. Or, for as little as $1 a month, you can become a Peck patron by heading over to patreon.com/joshpeck. As a Peck patron, you will be entered into contests to have your content featured on the Josh Peck Disclosure homepage, contribute chapters to a collaborative book with Josh Peck, and win a special Josh Peck collection full of materials worth hundreds of dollars. Also, for as little as $3 a month, you will have access to free downloads of Josh Peck books, such as Quantum Creation, Cherubim Chariots, and more. Josh Peck Disclosure is viewer-funded. Head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com for more information. Right now, head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com, the central hub for everything Josh Peck Disclosure. Every day, you'll get brand new videos, podcasts, updates, and more. Make sure you subscribe at youtube.com/joshpeckdisclosure. Also, make sure you click the bell and select the option to always be notified when a new video is released. Follow Josh Peck Disclosure on Twitter at jpdisclosure and get involved with the show on our official Facebook page at facebook.com/joshpeckdisclosure. Disclosure. If you're on Steemit and prefer DTube, follow Josh Peck at steemit.com/@Josh Peck and make sure to upvote all Josh Peck Disclosure DTube videos. Keep checking back at joshpeckdisclosure.com for news, information, updates, and more.